The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Oh, the ring dang do, the ring dang do, la da 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 da, the ring dang do. Okay, let me just check, see if I've got everything here. I've got the cape, right, tight spandex shirt, cod piece, utility belt, special wand, magic wand, bow and arrow, cupid bow and arrow, lubricant. Got condoms. Let me see. What else do I have here? Okay, there they are. There they are. Diaphragms. Who uses those anymore? I'm got it all here. I think I'm all set. Yeah, I think so. All right, let me get Rob and Buzz in here. Hold on a second. Hey, Rob, Buzz.
Yeah.
Rob, come on, hey guys. Hey, come on.
Okay.
I am. I'm ready.
All right, you're ready.
Okay, cue the music.
All right, here we go.
this is gonna be great.
Can't wait.
All right, let me stand up here. Stand up tall.
Oh no,
not that tall.
Here we go. Go ahead, ask me.
Who are you?
I'm Sex Boy.
Yay! Sex Boy!
Spanning the globe to make sure human beings have better sex.
Yay!
I'm Sex Boy.
So good to see you, SB.
Great to be back. Love being Sex Boy.
You know, you're my favorite Friday guest.
Ah, thank you very much. You know, with this recessionary time, people have less and less sex, but I'm here to promote sex the Golden Gate Bridge. Where they're worried about that tsunami,
sure,
fear not. To
fine.
The halls of Montezuma, to the shores of Tripoli, where they really are going through a lot of crap right now.
They are.
I remember your first book you wrote. You remember your first sex book? It was called The Goonami.
The Goonami.
Goonami, yeah.
Big time fun there.
Yeah.
In any event.
Made and quite how old are you now?
I'm 9.
Really?
I'm
are you
9.
Aging backwards?
I'm not. Well, I thought I was 9.
I thought he was 12.
12?
Yeah, I think he is shrinking.
I'm 13 now.
Hey, that's
I don't know.
Happy
what's
birthday.
Age, what's age when you're Sex Boy?
Exactly.
It is really great to see you on a Friday.
I'm Sex Boy, and it's so great to be with all of you
so
right
very
now.
Young.
I know a lot of people are getting ready for the things that are coming up this month. Do you have any Sex Boy advice for how to make St. Patrick's Day a little better?
Well, you know what I always like to do.
How will you be celebrating?
Well, what you want to do is you want to dye your private parts green.
Yeah, all right. That's,
yes, that'll impress
fun.
Your lover, that's for sure.
You ever done that?
Oh, all the time. Continuously. As a matter of fact, my genitals are green right now.
That's nothing.
You know why
do.
They are?
Why?
Because I'm Sex Boy.
He's Sex Boy, right?
Now, I know that's more of a secular holiday. What about...
You're damn right it is, Rob.
What about Easter? Anything
God
for
damn
Easter?
Right it is.
A religious holiday is Easter.
Religious,
what do you do for that?
Well, of course, we always like to have that Sex Boy Easter celebration where we ask women to make sure they take care of their eggs.
Now,
that's, of course, if you want pregnancy.
Exactly.
Will we see you at
if you want pregnancy.
It's a fertility thing.
He's only 12.
Sex Boy.
Will you be... Who are you?
Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a painting Jabril did for you.
You like that? You're about his age.
Reading Rainbow.
You can have that if you want.
It's so great to be Sex Boy. Well, let me tell you what my itinerary is.
Yes, please.
Today, of course, I'll be logging my usual afternoon in Washington, D.C. with my subcommittee hearings,
What, like Congress?
And then, of course, it's a trip down to Richmond. I'm going to Richmond, Virginia,
really?
Where I'll be lecturing on the campus of Virginia Commonwealth University.
You'll play very well there.
We're
should
glad
be
to
big
see
fun.
You.
And, of course, flight down to Miami, where I'm talking to a bunch of Hurricanes cheerleaders.
Can you tell us what you're going to tell them?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to tell them. Have more sex.
I'll have more sex.
Have more sex.
You're going to show them your green thing?
That's a great idea, because, I should show everybody my thing, because
why?
I'm Sex Boy!
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business!
Hey, Howard, there's your China.
Thanks, Fred.
Hi, Doc.
What the?
What's he doing on the ground there?
What's happened?
Open a mirror in front of his mouth.
Howard, he's dead.
Oh,
I paid $7,000 for a wedding. I'll never see it.
Oh, watch your language, Mr. Dirty Mouth.
Well, thank God he is still warm.
Oh, good.
Oh, no more Yankee, my wanky. The donga need food.
Hell, he's three sheets to the wind. He's drunk as a skunk.
Oh, why don't you shut up, Fred? Shut up, dude. Dong. Dong.
Dong, Grandpa is talking to you.
Dong. Where is my automobile?
Automobile? Leg. Big leg.
Why, you little scuzzbag.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Hey, kids, be like Rob Spiewak. Do all your work early.
Yeah. Way, way early.
Why respond to the events of the day?
And keep in mind, Mike, he's Chinese, not Japanese, so it's really not a...
You might be off the hook. I want to make it really clear.
Just unfortunate
Rob
timing.
Rob does, like, all of his work advanced.
Weeks,
you know,
really, sometimes
weeks,
years.
Months in advance.
Absolutely. Yeah.
He doesn't do anything, like, at the last minute, so that...
No.
Little piece there, we apologize. We did not intend for that to be
no tsunami
today.
Humor there at all.
Enjoyed across
Nothing
America and in 148 countries around the world. From the Cappy Fiber Studios, this is MikeOmaraShow.com, you big dope.
And even
anyway,
if it was, what's the big deal? It's just a guy in America driving a car.
I understand. Today is Friday, March 11, 2011, and we are over 5.5 million downloads.
Yay. There are Asians everywhere,
and
Mike.
And still growing. I can never just have me a day. It can never happen. Let me see. What is our
what
show brought to you
like?
By? Yeah, I mean, just a nice day. Just a really nice day.
Denied.
Our show today is brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Show Amazon page.
Yay.
Folks, we've got a partnership with Amazon, and it's all because of
Love
you.
It.
Because anytime you want to buy stuff online, you're going to Amazon through our page. And man, do we appreciate it. It helps the show out.
You have no idea.
Enormously. Mm-hmm. If you got anything you're thinking about buying and you want to get it online through Amazon, please go through our page. That's all we ask. Makes a huge difference in our lives here, mm-hmm. and we thank you in advance. It's a jungle out there, so when you think of shopping, think Amazon.
Right.
And when you think of Amazon, think MikeOmaraShow.com. In fact, bookmark MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon for all your shopping. Support the show. Shop Amazon at MikeOmaraShow.com.
I took a great shipment from Amazon yesterday.
So
you know what I couldn't find at my local Target any longer?
What?
Are the little Listerine pocket packs that you squirt in your mouth for kissing fresh breath?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean the little squares?
No, not the squares. It's actually a spray.
The little teeny ones?
Yeah. It's like Banaca we used to have in the old days, but
yeah.
I like the Listerine.
Right.
They didn't have it. I got a great deal. I bought like 30 of them.
Anytime you can't find something somewhere, and where it looks like your store has stopped carrying an item, you go to Amazon, boom, there it is. It's amazing.
And Amazon has 5 people that sell it, so you can get the best deals.
We have a big show today. I want to talk about Charlie Sheen.
Oh, really?
The most recent Charlie Sheen, the Funny or Die thing.
Uh-huh.
I was looking forward to that anyway, just because I like Funny or Die.
Right.
And I got to say...
You vote die?
I kind of chuckled.
Oh, you did like it. Well, a lot of people were saying it wasn't all that funny, so I'm pleased.
Maybe because it wasn't all that funny, that's why I liked it.
Luckily, I have the audio. We can dissect it.
Computer fail.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
My computer is now making sounds like it's a steam engine.
Talk to this guy.
It is not. RJ?
No, to Rob. Rob's been through computer hell recently.
I am actually on my feet now, getting better. This is the first audio vault we've ever had produced by an Apple brand product. We have an iMac.
He's on a Mac.
Audio vault today.
You bought a Mac?
I did.
He's got a Mac and a ponytail. The next step is a Prius.
Yeah, and I'll start smoking pot.
You know what? You've gone full-fledged to Mac now.
Yeah, I just have to figure out
when
a couple
more things. When did you decide to get him? I thought you were like, was this because of all the crap you dealt with a PC?
After the fifth week of dealing with Dell, and when I called them and I said, you know the new computer that I sent you thousands of dollars for? And they said, yes. I said, neither of the eject buttons on the CD drives work. They
typical.
Said, let me put you in touch with tech support. So tech support calls me in 48 hours, and they say, what's the problem with your disk drives? I said, exactly. They don't open. And they said, let's troubleshoot it. Are you sitting in front of your computer? I said, no, I don't need to be sitting in front of my computer to tell you they don't work.
Right.
Here's a question for you. How do I return this computer and get my money back? They said, oh, that's not a tech support question. That's sales.
So they kicked you back to sales. Was that another 48 hours?
Really, I started buying a computer on January 30th. And I've just got the computer that I'm going to keep on March 8th.
Just now settled.
It took that long, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I will give Dell one.
Now, wait a minute. You're confusing me. Did you end up getting your Dell PC?
I bought one computer from Dell on January 30th that after 15 days died. It would not power up.
Gotcha.
It wouldn't do anything. Returned that, bought another slightly more expensive Dell that I was assured would do everything that I needed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That did nothing that I needed.
Okay.
And Dell took all of my, they took the computer, the monitor, even the printer. They took everything back.
Took it all back.
And I promise to you to this day, Mike, I will never send another dollar to that company.
Now, so you got your money back, though.
I did every cent.
So that's good, though.
That is good.
Got your money back.
But the thing
but,
is.
But I mean, it's within like five days.
What they stole from me was 6 weeks.
Your time.
Life. Yes. You'll never get back.
So after all this, did you go online and get yourself an iMac?
I did a lot of research. I spoke to people at the Apple store. I spoke to people I know that own Apple products. Mm-hmm. And it ended up costing me a little more, but the machine is incredible. It's gorgeous. And once I learned the software, this is the only stumbling block. I've been dealing with an editing program, and we use it to record the show here, called Adobe Audition.
Yes.
Right.
I've been dealing with it since it was called Cool Edit Pro, probably about 11 years.
Long time ago.
I've grown up with it, and I was running 3.0 at home, and I mean, it's all I've ever edited on. Mac doesn't really support it. There's a beta version of it that doesn't do everything.
So you're getting too detailed.
A little technical.
Jesus Christ, Rob. I mean, we have listeners.
Okay, I know. And you know what? Yeah. Listeners have computers.
I know, but
they don't sound like
cool
Steve
Edit Pro. This is what Steve Bridges and Tommy Lang wouldn't yell at you about, but I will because
Someone
I was trained by a guy that didn't like this.
Why can't I have a nice day?
Because it's too technical.
I'll keep it simple.
God almighty, you digress. It's incredible.
The program that I like cannot be run on a Mac.
Okay, you like your Mac.
Did you follow that?
You like your iMac. I follow exactly what you're talking about.
I need to learn a new editing piece of
software. Okay, that's okay. That's fine. You
it's
like your
work
Mac.
Out.
You like your Mac, right?
I
and
do.
That's the only computer you have now.
That's it.
Well, that's your home computer.
That's it.
Your home computer is a Macintosh.
It is.
All right, that's good. That's good because, you know, it's significant to today because, of course, the new iPad 2 is coming out.
Mm-hmm. Right, very
and,
nice.
Even I have been thinking perhaps, but that requires money, and
you
I'd rather fix this thing that's going like that, and it's computers.
Do you think it's the fan?
I don't know what the hell it is, but I want to get rid of it. I want to throw it out the window because it's growing so slow. Now it might be because I haven't deleted all that crap off of Facebook. And here's a question.
Here's a general question.
I don't.
And
think
I like
that
to
is.
Apologize if I haven't read your message over the years.
Yes.
I will say sorry in advance.
Be sorry.
But it's time for me to eradicate all those messages. Let's start anew.
Start fresh.
Now, Is there a way to do that quickly?
I'm going to regret asking this, I know. But
yes.
RJ, because the messages that he has on his Facebook account are saved by Facebook and not his computer, that won't slow down his operation.
It has no effect on your computer.
No, it shouldn't control your computer.
Right? All right, there we go. That's it. Nope, don't need any more. We've gotten plenty of that.
So the only reason I keyed his mic was to get ambient noise.
Thank you very much. No, there's really, but he shook his head, and now I accept the answer. That's no problem at all. That's that's fine. We're okay. Everything's 100% fine.
Hey, look, Oscar's here, and he looks like Fonzie.
He does. Welcome to Oscar. Oscar was with his dad earlier, and that's why he's a little late today, and hopefully everything going okay?
I have a bunch of questions about chemotherapy that I don't want to bring down the show, but I'll ask them later.
Okay.
But first off, I have to endorse 100% the Michael Mara Show app, because I listened to the show as I was driving down the road running late.
Right now?
Yeah, I can tell you the open. I can tell you that Rob likes Cool Edit, and he got really dorky about his software.
Right, right.
I can tell you are talking about the Charlie Sheen.
That is a great app, man.
You're up to date, man.
Isn't it amazing?
You can listen to it live.
It's really like we're on the radio again. Almost.
You know, the thing is...
Isn't it amazing?
It is amazing.
Well, I was with Rob up until the dorky part, because I actually, I wouldn't mind... God, who doesn't like the way those computers cars look.
Yes.
God, it's
I mean,
gorgeous.
We've got one here in the studio for our video.
Very fast and clean.
You know, it's true. Maybe I could use that one.
You should use that one.
The amazing thing about it.
I should just use that.
Yes. I don't even know why you wouldn't.
So long, Ustreamers.
The thing that's so amazing about
it. I mean, you could use that when you want to.
All we use it for is Ustream,
yeah,
right?
Right, right.
You should definitely use it.
And it's not like downloading porn
as your personal computer. Well, he uses DirecTV. He's fine there.
Yeah, I do. I really don't download.
But I will tell you this. The thing that is so amazing about the Mac is that there's no tower.
Right.
And all of a sudden, I freed up an amazing amount of desk space because the monitor is the computer.
Yeah, it is.
That's it.
It is. You know, we're going to hopefully get all of our computer woes fixed here.
Yes.
And I have, for Mark Ronick and for Oscar, I have nerd questions for you guys. Did you go get the iPad 2? Are you all in on that one?
I'm not buying in.
You're not going to buy into that?
Are you partially in?
Did you get it, RJ?
Today.
You ordered yours today. Okay, oh, wow. Very, very
You didn't have the iPad 1, did you?
I did not.
Mark, did you buy the iPad 2?
Yeah, I'm going to do it with the show's money.
Wow. You know, you little effer, you are cruising for a bruiser.
Then get
between buckling up your pants, you know, I swear to God. You know, when you come in here, are you going to get an iPad 2, he asked.
Well, I would love to, but right now I've got to watch my dollars.
Are they? Well, that's the way I feel about it.
Me too.
Are they all that?
I'll tell you that I made the mistake of buying the largest iPad as far as storage is concerned, which really upped the price from a $500 price point to almost a $1,000 price point.
That much. Right. Doubled the price.
Yeah, because if you remember last year, I was traveling much more frequently.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I figured this would be the best place to actually do work on the plane without having to take a laptop out with the 10-hour battery life, etc.
Right.
I don't travel that much anymore, and I don't hit the road anymore, and I don't have children that I have to entertain with an iPad.
Right.
So I feel like I don't use it enough.
That's the whole thing, and I think maybe with you too. It's not that it's unaffordable entirely. I can't justify it.
It's an amazing...
I can't prove a need for it.
It's an amazing piece of hardware.
Mm-hmm, it is.
If you're going to use it, that's the big question mark.
Question, Oscar.
Right.
Yes.
Having had iPhones all along, if you have an iPhone... You have almost everything an iPad can do, don't you?
Only smaller.
You do, but like for example,
you can't read on it.
It's just you can. It's really your experience. The user experience with an iPhone is a smaller screen, and you're using your thumb to do things. Mm-hmm. For example, Angry Birds, which we all love. Mm-hmm. When you get that on the HD, which is a different type of app, on an iPad, it is a different experience because they're using two hands.
Right.
So it's the user experience at the end of the day, but. But if you buy them, if you buy the iPad, whatever you do, you should buy it through Amazon, as Mike talked about earlier.
Yes.
Isn't it amazing that I listened to the show
way
all the way in?
Way to bring it around.
That's wild. Yeah.
I would be remiss.
I don't know why I'm so shocked.
I was you know, kidding Rob about it. Rob did put that together before we knew what happened today, but our hearts go out to
those folks.
Rob. It's a guy that was driving drunk. It's nothing to do with the tsunami.
You know, when do you do like things like this?
Let's stay on track, Mike.
You really like to get your work done.
Yeah, no, and it's not like a question.
Hold on, stop.
Rise.
Let me finish. You like to do it not because you're lazy, because you get your work done, but you like to have everything finished. You have to have, you finished your homework like before you would go out and play when you were a little kid.
No, I never did my homework.
He had other people do
because
it
you
for
know
him.
The teachers didn't care. You care. The teachers didn't care. Are you done? May I reply?
No.
Okay.
It's just the personality of you that you like to... I'm trying to find an analogy.
Well,
here.
He's a taskmaster. He wants to get it out of the way.
Gets it out of the way.
So he can get to what he really loves.
Maybe it's... Is it this? Because about myself, I can say I'm a clean plate guy. I love...
Yeah, you both are.
I hate...
And you both,
I hate having anything on my
supreme
plate.
Supreme respect to both you guys, and you both miss the immediacy of stuff. Now, we don't worry about it that much because we tape this show and we broadcast it, but when there's stuff that goes on, because you get your news done at 5 o'clock in the morning, and you do your thing the 6 days before,
and I do check for updates about a half an hour before
we
record.
And there are times that I have cobbled together a new open.
Why am I holding my heart?
Well, in case
why do I have my hand over my
heart? Because you have moments
to
live.
This is the big one.
No.
There are times that if something is hot and happening, I will redo the open in the morning, but let me ask you this.
Yes.
As a rule, let's go for an 85% success rate.
Yes.
Are you pleased with the Audio Vault on a daily basis?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Day to day overall.
Well, yeah. The thing that is, that's what needs to be current and hot.
Right.
And so when I have, 3 hours in the morning to prepare for the show, I want to focus on the vault and I want to know that the show open is done.
I will share with you, it certainly hasn't happened on a regular basis, but because of the events in Japan, that was painful for me.
Painful?
That really, it was painful because I don't want people to think, for God's sakes, that we are just playing that, because
we don't
anyone
care.
That's, you know, for somebody that from 4:30 on, 5 o'clock on, I should say, I have been looking at that video.
Amazing
that is
footage.
The most, I mean, this
it's horrendous.
This makes Thailand look like nothing.
You're right.
And that was the most, up until that point, that was the most amazing video that I had seen.
It's
just amazing.
It's heart-wrenching, and you're absolutely right, where You look at a country like Japan, and Thailand, with all due respect, is not a Japan. A Japan is set up and built to withstand this type of natural disaster.
Yeah, their nuke plants are safe, for example.
That being, hopefully. Well, we'll see.
They're on fire, a couple of them.
That being said, when you have an earthquake of the magnitude of 8.9, which we have not seen in our lifetime in a populated area for the most part.
Right.
It is a different ball game. And I'll tell
terrifying.
You from experience, because my father, who is an epidemiologist, was, as I grew up for the 25 years that I knew when he was working and not contracting, this was his first response.
Right.
So my mother calls me at 6 a.m. and she's basically on the way to the hospital, and this and the, when are we going to meet up, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, are you watching what's happening? And you know what was tough? It was tough two ways. One, because my mom knew what was happening, and she understands it a lot more than, I guess, the common person.
Because you're talking about an earthquake.
Yeah, because we grew up with it.
Sure.
We grew up with my father
explaining to us. He would fly off to these areas.
If there was a natural disaster anywhere in the world, especially in Latin America, within 5 hours to 4 hours, he'd be on a plane with a team, and they would go and set up the first response.
Okay.
And that's what we knew. If not sooner, a car would show up, and they would go.
Okay.
So when we were growing up, it was weird, you know, talking to my mom this morning. My father, I heard him in the passenger seat because they were on Bluetooth. It's twofold, because my father, regardless if you're 70 and you have cancer, you really feel like you should be doing something. You should be on the disaster. Meanwhile, he's on his way to Georgetown University Hospital for chemotherapy.
Yeah. Right.
And then my mom starts crying on the phone, and I'm like, Mom, you have to, your emotions are not about what's happening in Japan. It's about what's happening with Dad.
Yeah, but it's all, it's
but
all
overall, what we have never seen in our lifetime is, and even with the mudslides in Colombia in the 80s, is the video, the instant video
amazing.
Of what is happening.
Amazing. Yeah. You don't, you know, you look at that, and we have a monitor in the Edge studio, and I am, you know, for the first time in a long time, really having trouble focusing. Because I am watching that
video.
You know, and
when
then
you first see it, you don't even know what you're seeing.
You're looking
surreal.
It looks toyish.
It does. Yeah.
CGI-ish.
Yeah, it
you're
does.
Looking and then you go, are those, you know, I know they're boats. Are they? Yeah, they're larger boats. They're fishing boats.
They're ships.
They're fishing trawlers. Yeah. Now they're being, I mean, it's just amazing.
Or to see houses on fire floating on water. Amazing.
You're going to see more and more, Buzz. I can imagine as the security cameras get released and as we see more and more, it'll be incredible.
And you're looking at aftershocks, damages, and also a crippled infrastructure.
Yeah.
They've got to have to rebuild the country.
Most of it seems to be a lot of this damage. Not all of it, obviously, but significant amounts of it. The tsunami is what's caused the problem, more so, I think, than even the earthquake, although the earthquake.
Yeah.
The earthquake was 90 miles offshore. You think that's too far. No, not for an 8.9.
Just enough to get up good momentum for the tsunami.
Yeah. And the biggest misconception, and it took everything out of me not to have my father on the air with us today so we could explain it.
How's he doing incidentally?
Well, I'll get to that
we'll
in 2 seconds.
We'll do that in a
second,
all right.
But I remember I said, well, what's, because I always thought a tsunami was a big, just like a huge wave that's coming in.
We all
in.
Did. We all thought it was the Poseidon Adventure.
It's not. It is just a succession of
it's
waves.
It's a surge.
And it's a surge that comes, but it comes at 500 miles an hour and it builds up speed.
Right.
And the closer you are, the worse you're off.
Right.
It is, in a way, although, you know, the scary image of we've all had that thought of a tidal wave, of a tsunami, as something where you look and you're like, oh my God, just like the captain in the Poseidon Adventure.
Yes.
Where
Leslie
he
Nielsen
looks at the where that was Leslie where he looks at the wall of water.
Sure.
In a way, it's equally terrifying because you would be standing here and suddenly within seconds The water's 30 feet over your head.
It's unimaginable.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, but it just builds up. It's just like a flood coming up, much like the way water moves in a flash flood.
Or an avalanche.
It reminds us how tiny we are.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know,
Kirk McEwen was saying to me this morning on a show that his father once said, God can take his thumb at any time, and when it's your time, it's your time.
We're
and
like, ants.
Can we be any more ant-like than when you see a natural disaster like that?
The one thing that was sort of a blessing that came out of all of this is Hawaii was prepping for disaster, and it looks like they dodged almost everything. My dad
wish we knew more about these things. You know, after all that, after the Thailand experience, you know, we're sitting there, and here's the live streaming video from Waikiki. Well, what'd they get, a 3-foot wave? Yeah, I mean, nobody, why don't we, it just seems to me, that's something empirical that you could study it, and you could figure it out.
The Coast Guard said that the water that came through Pearl Harbor was virtually inconsequential, so that's great.
Right.
My uncle lives on the Big Island. He lives in Honolulu.
Okay.
And he could not get out via car. He had a first floor dwelling. He was told to evacuate and could not. And he
the water was already there?
No, because the town was in a panic.
And he because of the gridlock. Right.
And he spoke to my father this morning, probably at about 6 o'clock, and he was trying to be lighthearted about it, but he was basically saying goodbye to my dad.
In case something really did happen.
They're 5 years apart. You know, they're brothers.
Because nobody knows.
Nobody knows. Right. He filled his bathtub up with fresh water, and he sat and he waited.
A scientist from the National Weather Service was saying the calculations, the mathematical calculations, are so difficult, are so massive, that it's really very, very, very difficult to predict exactly what's going to happen.
But the one thing he told my dad, that when all is said and done, it appears that everything in the island is going to be fine. Imagine, if you will, he lives within sight of the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked out, and when the first wave came in, the water came up almost to the road. Mm. And, you know, all he saw was water. 5 minutes later, he looked at the same window. He couldn't see any water. He just saw sand and coral.
Wow.
Because it sucked out that far.
Yeah, it sucked all the water out.
The wave is coming.
He could walk out further than he could ever have ever swam out and never get his feet wet. The water was just gone. Mm-hmm. 5 more minutes, the water was back up to the road.
And I guess
you have to imagine literally trillions of gallons of water moving at that speed.
Yeah, and I was going to say, when the water was sucked out that far, I guess it's not a time where you want to go exploring.
No. You don't
besides,
have a lot of time.
His metal detector needed batteries anyway.
Was the terror time for him when that water got sucked out, because he was anticipating
what
was going to happen?
Absolutely.
But it didn't get to be
and,
that.
You know, I mean, everyone was saying, it was like Dick Clark was counting down. 8:40 is when it's going to hit Hawaii.
Right.
8:40. And the fact that it never hit is remarkable.
Can't imagine how terrifying that would
and
be.
And then my Uncle Bruce, funny guy, he says, and at least I'm not one of those jackasses up in the mountains. At least I didn't have to leave my apartment.
Because what, he was maybe 20 minutes late and he just missed it? And the gridlock was already there?
Yeah, couldn't move.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Wow. He was ready to just get rid of everything. He's, you know, he's bye.
Very scary. Wow. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, more of this, we'll talk about everything. Get an update on Oscar's situation. Want to hear about that? If that's with your permission,
totally
of course.
Cool.
I will take a break and come right back.
There's no other.
You know what I love about this song?
What's that?
What I love about this song is the way they record it with no bass at all.
Uh-huh.
And then when they really kick the bass in.
Right.
There's bass playing on this right now. It's just not recorded
like
that way.
A high-end pass on it.
And then when they bring the bass in, they not only bring the bass in a little bit louder as it's being played, but they also turn up the bass on the recording.
Yeah, it's good
and
stuff.
And to me, I've always enjoyed this.
Yeah.
That's why I'm waiting for it. That's why I'm talking it up right now. So you listen to when they bring the bass in. Right now.
Drank up the wine.
You know, it's almost gimmickry, like a novelty record, but it really works.
I never noticed that before.
Very cool.
It's great.
Well, it's because you have a POS radio.
Second segment brought to you by The Bonus Show.
Yay.
Get a month-long subscription today for just $3.99, or become a VIP and get these special shows, plus the live video feed, raw shows, and more. Don't miss our bonus shows. Good one today about
you
manners.
Know, it's rude to interrupt, but today's show is about manners.
Civility.
F you. Anyway, MikeOMaraShow.com, that's where you go for that. Welcome back. Oscar, I've been meaning to, you know, I'm not doing my job as a coworker and a friend, because I was actually thinking about it yesterday that I wanted to text you. And I didn't know you were going in for anything with your dad today.
Yeah, but I'm also not the type of guy that says, woe is me, this is what's happening.
No, you don't
life.
Do that. No, but right? I mean, I've been thinking about you. I actually have. And I really wanted to find out what's going on with your dad's situation right now.
So where we left off on the program was he had what he went through, which is a really traumatic operation where he had a liver reduction,
right.
Because they had found gallbladder cancer, if you're just catching on to the show now.
Okay.
And with my father. Mm-hmm. And stage two, good-sized tumor. They were concerned that the tumor had breached the wall of the gallbladder when they had removed it. So mm-hmm. they had to go in and make sure that if it had reached the liver, you really had to find out if really there was going to be any spreading of the cancer
right,
to the liver. So
right,
they took right. a big slice out. And at that point, you kind of feel as someone that's novice and new to this, that mm-hmm. that's all that's involved with this cancer thing, because it's new to me.
Mm-hmm.
And excuse me if I'm not articulating the way I should, but this
I'll
this
take
all
you step by step, because I have been through okay. people with this, so I'll ask you the questions that
I just have
ask.
A couple bullet points.
Did the was the surgical procedure
yes.
considered a success? Because I know that's not the end
it
of the game.
It wasn't.
Okay.
Because, I had not talked about
you
this.
You have not.
Okay.
Because I was not told by my brother and sister and my family, because they realized the type of pressure that I am under with the billion things I'm doing. And I think they did it just not to scare me.
Right.
When they do that, when they hold info from you and you find out later that they held it back, even though their motivations were pure and well, how does that make you feel?
It pissed me off, but I was thankful, because I was the one that was closest to my the family geologically.
Mm-hmm.
So I would be
geographically.
So I would run over to my parents' house after work all the time. So seeing my dad recover from surgery, if I had known what I know now, mm-hmm. I don't think I would have been able to handle it the way I could.
Okay.
So it's almost like you don't know any better.
Mixed feelings.
You know, it's
then.
Nice. You know, they only did it because they love
yes.
you.
Yes.
Right,
so,
right.
So what
and they're medical people as well.
Yes.
That's true.
So they're steeled to it a little bit.
Yes.
Right.
So I had found out about, I think it's 13 days ago now, that when they went in for the surgery, that since my dad had an infection from the original gallbladder removal, mm-hmm. that they weren't able to get the lymph nodes. And that's incredibly important when yeah. you're trying to figure out and see what type of damage this cancer has done to anybody's body.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't able to get the lymph nodes because there was an infection and they just couldn't do it.
Okay.
So the options are this: either he has surgery again, which is a third major surgery for a gentleman in his 70s who's
yeah.
already almost waif-like
yeah,
from what he's been through.
Debilitated.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or 4 months of chemotherapy.
Right.
And the latter was an option maybe 2-3 years ago when his health was better.
Mm-hmm.
And the former is the 4 months of chemotherapy, which he's just starting today. And for me, it's tough, because this is what I was told. And you know, it's weird, because my brother's more of a surgeon
right.
going into surgery. He's really cut and dry. And you know how doctors are at times.
They're yeah, absolutely. Especially with each other.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
clinical, and probably with family
can
members.
Can I weigh
as
in
well.
Something regarding
yes.
chemo? And when I was told Robert was going to go on chemo when he was diagnosed with leukemia, I thought I kind of knew what was going on. And I thought chemo was radiation,
yes.
was something. But chemotherapy is nothing more than a series of organic medical poisons.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
right,
really
right.
what it is
mm-hmm.
that tricks your body.
Mm-hmm.
And it's some of it is almost sounding like backwoodsy. There are
mm-hmm.
weeds and there is bark extract. I mean, it is really some crazy stuff, but it does work.
And especially, you know, when you, and this is just, if I can just preach for one second
sure.
here, throw this in here as an opportunity when we're talking about this, because we talk about everything on this show. It's mm-hmm. what I love about
right.
this show. You know, when you get approached by a Leukemia Lymphoma Society, when you get approached by the American Cancer Society, when you think, you know, hey, where does this go? What is the strides they've made in cancer
enormous.
Research, and in Robert's case, you know, this was not a curable form of cancer,
right?
And when you realize by listening to Oscar that this is touched by everybody, I just hope everybody remembers when it comes to this particular disease,
mm-hmm.
and I say cancer more than anything, because everybody is touched by this goddamn disease.
If you don't get
everybody,
you know someone who has.
That's true.
So go ahead.
So
I didn't mean to interrupt.
The options were this: either he doesn't have surgery mm-hmm. and he's got a 50-50 shot that there isn't any cancer left in his body.
Right.
Or he does have the chemotherapy and now he's got a 70% shot that there isn't any cancer left in his body.
Right.
But what really, 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 really eats at you, regardless of how close you may be to a family member or a parent, is when someone tells you that he either has a year to live
mm-hmm.
or 5 years at best.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that I haven't talked to any of you
no.
guys about.
No.
Yeah, that's the
But the reality is it's it's there.
It sucks.
And the best situation is that he goes through this chemotherapy, and in 5 years, mm-hmm. he beats it. And you know, everybody, you hear about these stories. They told me I had like happen. 1 year to live this and yeah. that.
But you never, hearing, you never want to hear the
hearing
end
that
it's tough.
Yeah,
hearing that is, I got to tell you, mm-hmm. it's the hardest thing I've ever been through in my life. It was easier coming from my brother, and it being explained to by my sister as well, who are both MDs. But you guys, I don't know what's worse. I don't know if. And I was talking to my brother about this, who's flying in today.
Right.
That's why I got a chance to come do the show.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I said, I don't know what's worse. I don't know if the selfish me would have wanted him to have a heart attack and, you know, I wouldn't have gotten a chance to say goodbye uh-huh. and that was it, or or what we're going through right now. And mind you, I know stage mm-hmm. 2 is not bad. And if it was stage 4 and right. like this, trust me, that would have been horrific. But for me, it's all equal to me. And at the end of the day, and there are people watching and listening right now that have been through this, and the letters and the messages that you have sent, thank you. I can't thank you enough. And I will get back to all of you eventually.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say that it's almost selfish of me to even think about that. But part of me almost says, I wish it just would have happened.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we have to go through this for the next 5 years and I have to see him so unhappy and I have to see him so weak, I don't know. I don't know how anybody deals with it. It's tough.
So we're dealing with 4 months of this chemo.
Yes,
that's what he's. That's yes. the option he's taking.
Yes.
The 4 months is going to be rough. The 5 years might not be. I mean,
no. And I'm hopeful. Trust right. me. If there's a guy that has, you know, the glass half full, it's
right,
me.
Right.
I want to make it real clear for people, because this is my own curiosity as far as knowing what the situation. Yes. You're talking about 4 months of chemo with the possibility, the very good possibility, yes. that the chemo will put him into remission, so yes. he will get rid of. They will kill this cancer.
Yes.
Very
strong.
It's not 5 years. Then he has a better prognosis.
They said that after the chemo, the prognosis is 5.
Oh, if it's still 5.
If he doesn't, the prognosis is a year.
I yeah. see. So
it's a 50-50 shot. Right. They don't
okay.
know.
Oscar, all right.
I hate right. seeing you go through this, and I hate knowing what you're going through, because I went through it, and maybe not to that degree.
Right.
But I know the feelings you're having. And I know that right now you're fighting with how not fair it is, and how you're thinking maybe it'd be better if it could just be a clean cut. I can tell you from very, very personal experience, you'll get past that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You're reacting right now, mm-hmm. and it's very sure. normal. And I've seen it in my whole family, and not just with Robert, with other instances too. Get through it, and you have to. I mean,
yeah.
you don't have a choice.
No choice, absolutely.
And then grab on as tight as you can and hold on to every day.
Make the most
yeah.
of
yeah,
all of
make
it.
The most
no, you're
of
right.
it.
You're right.
And you know what? If you can't really, when you look back, you can't say, I wish we could just be done with it, because I really don't think you do.
You
no, I
don't. Don't
I don't. And I guess that's, but that's the candid conversation
I
you
know.
Have.
And,
right.
You know, and I've had those thoughts too.
With a sibling where, you know, my brother, God bless my brother for taking, you know, I have a different schedule, and I make my busyness. My brother is an anesthesiologist. He's got priorities. He just got engaged. Congratulations to him.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's going well. But when he gets a chance to talk to me, it is like cutthroat, like boom, boom, boom. And I told him, I was like, look, you have to talk to me like I'm a little kid here. I didn't go to med school, and you right. have to, you can't just drop a year, right.
yeah.
5 years, mm-hmm. this, that. Like, you right. really have to slow down here.
Right.
And I think you're right. Some doctors get to a place where they're just like, this is it.
They have to be unaffected.
This
they
is
have
what
to
it is.
Compartmentalize.
They have
There's
to be
no
scientists.
Questions.
It's yeah. tough. You know, I think that you utilize, you know, you got people here that have been through that. You got people here that have been through a prolonged illness
yes.
with his dad.
Our families.
You're going through similar things. I can hear it in your voice. I can, and you do the very, very best you can. You surround yourself by people that understand it. What's great is feel free, and I'm not saying this, you know, for any exploitive way, use this. We don't have any goddamn program directors
no,
anymore
right, right.
that might come to us and say,
that's a little heavy, guys.
Little heavy, guys. Well, F that.
Yeah.
This, to me, there are people all over our listening area that have gone through this, and we can talk about this whenever, because I find it very, very interesting, and I almost find
well, and we care. I mean, you have family, but you also have us.
And guys,
I regret that I was not more open with my listeners when I went through this with my father.
With your dad, yeah.
If I had had it, I hope that if you can use this as a source of some strength to vent, to get it out, to make... This is a therapy couch sometimes. That's the way
sometimes.
It works.
No.
You know, I think that if that helps, that then all the
and,
power to
And
you.
I appreciate that, and that's why I'm here today. Because
I
sat there with my mom. I said... She goes, you're going to drive all the way down? And I said, Mom, this is the best thing that could happen today.
Absolutely.
Because I'm able to talk to my friends about what's going on.
And let me offer this, too, and I think that you'll like hearing this. Robert was really under treatment, per se, for about 3 years and 4 months, from diagnosis to when it sort of stopped. And in that short amount of time, less than 4 years, strides were made in the
huge.
Treatment of his.
Yes.
Yep.
Huge.
That boggled my mind. And if they give your dad 5 years, you know, 5 years from now, it's a whole different game.
My
mother. Not like they're giving up
on
research. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, stay positive. As much as your faith will allow you, stay positive.
Does his medical background help him a little bit with this?
You know what's,
or
you
not?
Know, it's what's weird. And if you're first generation in this country, and by first generation, I mean, you're the first to come to this
sure,
country,
live your
and
life
to live
here,
your life.
Yeah.
We're so first generation that my father's father passed away from a heart attack and my father's mother passed away from a heart attack. Mm-hmm. And I just don't think the medical records are there. The real tracking, my son
here,
and my grandson one day will know this is what my family history is.
Yep. Yep.
Which is surreal, and I think a lot of immigrants deal with that, where they're like, "Oh, was there cancer in your family? Did this happen?"
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it was 100 years ago when people would have cancer and not even know it.
Well, I am so convinced of this genetic connection that we all have, where we can perhaps, get screened more often for certain things. Mm-hmm. Just the other day, they came out with the story about back issues, degenerative disc disease, which I have, that the number one, the numero uno, you get that from your family. My father, I have
had
the exact same spine that my father had.
I think I've told this story before. I was at a party with my dad, my uncle, my cousin. We're all having a beer in the kitchen, and I complained about a feeling I get in my finger. And my uncle says, I get that. My dad says, I get that.
Yeah,
and my cousin says, I get that. We all have the exact same
genetic issues.
Fellas, my mom, I realized, I think it was just last week, was the 31st anniversary of the death of my mother from cancer, and when she was only 47 years old.
Wow.
So if you don't think I was a little scared
I
thought that I might have it as well,
right?
Because you think, well, gosh, if your family had it, then you're inclined to have it too. So it's very frightening. But I was thinking just last week when I looked at the calendar, I said, has it been 31 years? Gosh, what I wouldn't have given to have some of that, 5 years of that, 31 years back.
No, you're right.
Yeah, and all I can tell you, Oscar, is that you do, you've got a very unique situation for this part of your professional life where we're doing this, and this is new, and this is real, and we've been through some stuff already, and I think we all handle it. We handle it better because of this little thing that we do here.
We're better as
it's
a group.
It's not the same. Believe me, I know every day that it is not the same, and nor would it ever be the same. We have this. There's a reason we do this kind of a show. So
I thank you guys for the support.
We're here for you. We know you have family, but we're here too.
No, thank you so much.
You got family right here, Oscar. You do. Seriously.
Yeah.
And if you ever need anything.
God damn it.
I've been on the road.
Yeah.
I've been on this
goddamn
road.
Goddamn cancer.
Sure.
God damn it. Honest to God.
I hate it, Mike.
Hang in there, brother. And
thank you.
Anything you need, let us know. We will
I'm going to be optimistic.
We'll be there for you. The last thing I wanted to mention to
sorry
everybody.
To show off.
And no, that's cool.
No,
because
apologize.
That's
no,
real
don't.
And I wouldn't ask it if I didn't want to hear about it. Our new show, very briefly, Mr. Ronick, if
this
you could
is
come
cool.
in here and tell us, we have a new show. We've stolen this idea from the Big O and Duke show.
Which was stolen from Howard Stern.
Which was stolen from Howard Stern.
Everything's
on
stolen
Sirius,
in this
right?
business.
He did it on Sirius, and you, the name of your...
It's called Rally the Horde.
Rally the Horde.
The weird thing is Stern stole it from us.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that works.
You know,
he stole it from Mark Cohen.
Can you share, Mr. Ronick, what is the name of the new show, which is going to be a week in review of the Mike O'Mara show?
Yeah, it's going to be called This Week in O'Merica.
That name sucks.
Rob came up with
it.
This Week in O'Merica. O'Merica.
And this starts when? This weekend?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll cool. Do it live today. Oh, by the way, we were having problems with Ustream.
Yes.
Yeah. I found out that the problems were because some of their servers are in Japan.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no kidding?
And everything's down, so they're moving things to their backups right now.
Wow, that's scary.
Wow.
Yes, RJ.
We had usually 150 to 200 viewers. 77 when we started.
Yeah, people are having trouble right now.
Really?
Wow. People are talking about they can't get in, they can't see it. So
wow.
That's
so
amazing.
Why I was saying that is because we will do it live at 1 o'clock on our website.
Uh-huh. All right, who's going to be hosting this?
It's 1 o'clock
this
Eastern.
American.
Well, I'll
show.
Be facilitating, but mainly what it is, it's going to be the interns. We'll also have a listener that'll come in each week if we can pull it off. And it's a roundtable about everything that went on during the week on
Mike,
this
Mark
show.
Mark will be facilitating.
We all waited quietly for that.
No. And you know what? I don't want to throw him under the bus. Mark and I spoke about this, about whether or not he should be a part of it.
So never listen to this.
No,
oh, I'm going
to
listen.
But here was my suggestion to Mark.
What an endorsement.
Afraid. My suggestion to Mark was this. Mark should be there to pump the gas and to hit the brake, but not to steer.
Not to steer.
Mm-hmm. Not to steer. Right. And besides, I'm not sure they know how to do this.
Are they going
to
be here today?
Yeah.
Many of them are already here.
Well, it's mainly the interns.
Do you
We've got Jabari.
Jabari's going to be
and I think Jabari's going to kind of really be the anchor.
He's strong.
Okay.
He's strong.
Okay, and then we've got Girl.
Yes.
Gady, right?
And she loves to laugh.
Right.
And, of course, Zoolander.
Okay, looking forward to it.
I'm sure you are.
And Mr. Ronick. Special.
Yes, and Mr. Ronick.
The facilitator.
And Alyssa, the facilitator. That's his Jersey Shore name.
All right. Well, I will let this show happen. What, is it going to be available on our website?
It'll be available on our website and for download. Rob, we're not charging
it's
for
free,
it.
It's free,
not yet.
Right. We'll put it up on Saturday because we already are going to put up a bonus show today. So
okay.
We'll put this up on Saturday, but you can watch it live at 1 o'clock on our website.
Very good. All right, so and what's it called again?
This Week in America.
This Week in America. Because
uh-huh. We're all just Americans.
Yeah, it's going to be a grand experiment.
It That's certainly right. will be.
I think you're going to be pleasantly
what could
surprised.
Possibly
Looking forward thanks for the enthusiasm. Pause.
Hey, you know what? Looking forward to it. Should be great.
Well, it'll certainly keep people in your house longer on a Friday.
Yep. Check it out. Looking forward to
that
as well.
I think that is a distress more than anything.
It's a show about our show.
So can I sit in your seat?
Sure.
Whoa.
Okay, we're going to take a break.
Okay.
When we come back, yes. A Florida meet and greet is going to happen. I will let you know the date cool. and the time right after this.
Well, it's 8 o'clock in Boise, Idaho.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com, one of my favorite lyrics in all of rock and roll. It seems that one of the crew had a go with one of the guests. I love that more than any lyric in rock and roll.
It's very good.
I truly do.
I like that.
Listen, we're going to have the Audio Vault coming here in just a second. And Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by Complete Tax.
Yes!
This year, let Complete Tax do your taxes free or choose one of their very affordable tax preparation packages for individuals, business owners, and the self-employed.
Yes.
Complete Tax offers a maximum refund guarantee and guaranteed accurate calculations. Save time and money. Let Complete Tax get it right for you.
Money.
Click their ad at MikeOMaraShow.com. Okay, meet and greet.
Yes.
Monday.
Florida.
March 21st mm-hmm. at the Beached Whale.
Nice.
All right.
What time?
What time should we do it?
In the game today? That day?
What's
Is
that?
Is there a game
There's
that
a day game, yep.
After the game?
Well done,
well,
RJ.
Well, there's a bunch of games.
5 o'clock.
Well,
five
we don't know.
Five o'clock.
5 o'clock works.
5 o'clock
Happy
at the Beach
hour,
Whale.
Hour, fun. Makes
5 o'clock
times.
At the Beach Whale, well, Monday, March 21st.
After the game, Mr. Omer.
That's it. Well, are you coming down for that first weekend, or are you going to, I mean, you haven't decided yet.
I'll probably be flying in Monday.
Flying in Monday? Yeah. Okay, so you'll
He's
fly
not even
in.
Using
well, he'd
a plane.
Be there by then.
Why don't you fly in Monday? I'll pick you up at the airport, and we'll go to the game, and we'll do the thing, and then, you know, take you back, and we'll do it that way.
Mike, if you pick him up at the airport, get there early.
You move quickly. All right, so yeah,
we'll have that information posted on Facebook. We'll also have that information posted on MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mark, did you call anybody at the Beached Whale?
Maybe they'll discuss it on This Week in America.
Oh, he's coming back in.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, here he
did
is.
You call anybody at the Beached Whale yet?
No, I was waiting for
okay,
your official
whale.
Announcement.
Beach Whale.
5 p.m. Monday.
5 p.m. Monday. Make sure they're okay yes. with us coming down.
The 21st.
There. It's Fort Myers. I don't know if we're going to have anybody down there, but that's where we're making the announcement now, uh-huh. and I'll hit it hard next week. Please remind me because I'm making this up as I go along.
I'm right? hoping that you get lots of people with white shoes and white belts.
Should be fun. Let's open up the audio vault, see what's going on. Let's laugh a little bit,
it's
guys.
It's up to yes. date, Mike.
We wanted to get to this earlier, but let's get to it now. Uh-huh. The Charlie Sheen Funny or Die video. And yes, you had some thoughts on it.
I watched it. Maybe it's because now everybody's not supposed to laugh at Charlie. What was that? I'm supposed to laugh. I bit my cheek.
Ouch.
That's what painful. Happens when you're fat.
That's fine.
Maybe it's
Jackie
because
Stallone.
You're not supposed to laugh at Charlie Sheen. Uh-huh. I watched this and I dug it. It was Funny or Die's writing. It made me laugh. The Charlie Sheen cooking segment.
The writing is very good.
And he does a lot of these.
Yeah.
He really understands.
The editing.
He does understand comedy.
As a professional.
You know, the editing was also exceptional.
It was fantastic.
So, let's hear a little bit of it.
But he's still addled. He's still hard.
Well, we'll see. We'll talk about that, too.
Hello, I'm Charlie Sheen, and this is Charlie Sheen's winning recipes.
And when did he start doing an impression of someone doing an impression
I
of
know.
Charlie Sheen? Hello,
winning
Charlie Sheen. He sounds like a two-stroke engine.
He does.
Hello, I'm Charlie Sheen, and this is Charlie Sheen's winning recipes. Yes, I'm doing a cooking show. Why? Because if you haven't noticed, I'm winning television right now.
Sounds nasal.
My plan is to be the first person to have made an appearance on every television network. Just like I was the first person to get 1 million Twitter followers in 24 hours. Like I was the first to build my own rocket ship to Cassiopeia using only my mind tools. Here I come, Food Network. Face it, I am living the life of a rock star Vatican assassin. And if you eat like me, you can be like me.
Okay,
a rock star Vatican assassin.
It's great writing, man. You want a little more?
Yeah, a little bit. Okay. I like it.
Just a taste.
I really do. I'm sorry. I'm guilty. I watched the whole thing. I loved it. I smiled during the entire thing.
Just to you know what? And he does look
with
healthier.
With his tiger chef's hat.
But he does look healthier. I'll give him that.
He does not.
He does a little bit.
He looks like
No, and now, hey, what's that about?
He looks totally like crap.
No, I think he looks better than when he was lit by a flashlight
you
on
know,
a webcam.
Listen, you want to talk about him looking better, go back 6 years ago and see him then. Then maybe he looked better. He looks nasty.
I think he looks better than he did last Tuesday.
All right. I still think he's funny, though.
If you are thinking about what you're putting in your body, plan better.
Better.
The first decision you have to make is which kitchen to use. The indoor kitchen, so it's in the comfort zone, or the outdoor kitchen, because the spirits of my Adonis ancestors can fly above me and breathe fire onto the meal. Outdoor wins. I just teleported myself here. I did it again. Now that you're in the right kitchen, you need to have the right tools. This is not a spatula. It's a cooking wand for a warlock. This is not a bowl. It is a cauldron.
You know,
of awesomeness.
Right, you know, it sounds worse than it looked. He's wasted. He's
one of the latest
up.
Things I've heard is he's saying that he says he's worried about people's perception that he's crazy. He wants you to know that he's not crazy. That he uses these words and phrases to be funny.
Right.
Well, it's funny you should bring this up. He was on a news. You remember, he's not doing any more interviews except for the one he did for the news outlet in Australia that I'm about to play you.
Oh.
Where he seems to imply he's faking the craziness.
Yes. Yeah,
and
that's
it's performance
what I'm
art.
Yeah.
It's performance
I'd like to hear
art.
This.
Here
this
it is.
Oh, good.
Charlie
I'm glad
Sheen
you
in Australia.
You have to sort of go into performance art.
You are an actor.
Yeah,
but
exactly. I was really believing that if you, you know, it's a drunk called Charlie Sheen. If you take it, your
face will melt
your
off,
face
and
will
children will weep
over your exploded body. Yes, indeed. Yeah. But it's not about that. It's about the imagery, but it's about also like all those like words sounding cool all put together. You know? And it's not about like shock value. Like, ooh, this will shock him.
Mike, do you have a warlock in your ass?
I have a warlock in my ass.
He has tiger's gas.
That is a warlock in my ass.
Yes. So that's it. He's claiming it's performance art.
Can I just have a quick tip in
Please.
Here?
Go right
two
ahead.
Two people, and nobody really wins with what has happened in Japan.
Right.
But two people are really winning.
Really?
One is Muammar Gaddafi, because no one's going to think about Libya anymore.
Right.
He won't get the no-fly zone.
And that guy's just going to do what he wants, and he's going to retain.
Yeah, and isn't he winning already a little bit?
Yeah.
Winning.
Gaining the advantage.
And who also is going to win is CBS and Warner Brothers, because Charlie Sheen is not going to be in the headlines anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because it's just Japan.
But let me say on this, though, I think he has a case. I think he and his lawyers have a case against CBS and Warner Brothers, and they may actually come out on the losing end. That'll be interesting to watch, because it's the thing we talked about before, where they ignored his behavior, in one case they told him that a felony arrest would not affect his employment, and the minute he speaks speaks up about Chuck Lorre, boom, he's out of there.
Yeah, but
they may have a very good case.
They'll settle out of court for what, $100 million, and they'll still have $900 million.
Of course.
Everyone's going to win on this, and that does suck.
Charlie Sheen.
Now, we just mentioned Japan. This is a pretty great piece of tape. When the earthquake hit CNN Tokyo, they were running tape. Listen to this audio, and this is just in an office setting.
Okay.
Raw audio gives you an idea of the power of what went on down there. And sustain.
That's the scary part.
And it goes on. Isn't that horrifying?
That's
it
the thing. You normally think 30 seconds and it feels like a lifetime. This
stop?
Was, what, 5 minutes of this or something? Some terrifying amazing. Amount of time.
Now, here's a question as a dumb guy I need to ask. Is there any way that this can be linked to climate change or global warming?
Not
because
that I know of.
I don't think it can, but it just seems
nobody knows. Nobody knows.
That after all the snow and the rain and everything we've been having,
I would think
this would be the biggest one in modern history.
It's just the shift in tectonic plates.
Yeah, right. Right.
I guess
it
we
happens.
Build up to it.
But you don't know when you've got the global warming, well, why should that ignore the core of the Earth? I mean, why wouldn't that have some sort of effect on it? I sound like Jesse Ventura.
Why not?
Why wouldn't it affect the core of the Earth? How come the aliens haven't sent their space beams into the center. Cassiopeia.
Let's make it a little lighter here. This, I go to a great website that I know Buzz goes to a lot.
Yes.
NewJersey.com.
I love that website.
Oh, really? They got one called that?
Bill and Tim Walchko. Tim is a young bowler. He's about 14, but he doesn't bowl by putting, hey now, his fingers in the hole. He bowls with a very unorthodox style, and that's the story of this piece. But the reason I pulled it, Mike, is I want you to hear the way his father talks.
Okay,
oh, good.
I think you're going to enjoy Bill's voice. Yeah, here we go.
Well, I mean, my dad tells me that, like, people have ever always come up to him
this
saying,
is the
when
son.
Are you going to teach him the right way to bowl? I've been bowling for 11 years, and I think I've found it to be pretty successful as to how I've come about doing it.
Have you ever tried?
One-handing?
Yeah.
I try it every once in a while, like when I'm open bowling with my friends, but I don't know. I just kind of feel two-handing's my forte on when I bowl.
And now his dad.
He just got up and just started doing it that way. I don't know what makes kids bowl the way they do. You know, you see them bowl, they get up, throw the ball in the gutter, throw the ball in the gutter, throw the ball in the gutter. Thank God for bumpers. You know, he used to hate the bumpers. As he got older, like 7 and 8 years old, his hook was so big, like he'd let it out. People would stand to watch because the ball would come back and say, oh, that ball's going in the gutter. And he would just turn and throw.
Mike, he used to hate the bumpers.
Thank one God more, Rob Spiewak.
One more. All right. Do you respect, as I do, Mike, the people of the Supreme Court?
I certainly do.
Well, of course, the great Clarence Thomas has an ex-girlfriend named Lillian McEwen.
Of course
I don't
he
know
does.
He's a dirty birdie, Rob.
Yes, and here's the history of the man who is helping to form the future of our state,
that's
our nation's
right.
laws.
In your book, you write that Clarence Thomas was obsessed with porn. For Clarence, it was having a collection of magazines.
Isn't that great that it's magazines?
He had a collection of magazines.
Sure.
That he enjoyed. And it also meant looking at movies. Uh-huh. He also actually enjoyed talking about porn and describing the people that he saw.
You talk about the fact that you and Clarence participated in threesomes. Do you think people will be shocked to hear that?
Sandra Day O'Connor?
I never thought of that activity as unusual.
For a Supreme Court justice.
He wasn't a Supreme Court justice at the time. He wasn't even on the bench at the time when we were doing that.
There you go.
No, he was
That's
not
the
on the bench.
Control, Mike.
That's the guy that doesn't talk. We'll take a break, come back with Buzz in the News right after this. Welcome back to MichaelMara.com. Certain songs, you just have to play the vocal.
We're rocking
you
the
have to wait till the vocal.
Such a great recording.
Let's get a news update. It's time to bring Buzz Burbank in here. He's obviously got the very latest on what's happening over in Japan. Buzz Burbank, take it away.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you this time by My Vacation Expert, the vacation service that's not only free, it can save you money. Just tell My Vacation Experts where you'd like to go. They'll send that info to 56 travel professionals who then compete for your business. Let somebody else do the research. No matter where you want to go, save time and money.
money with My Vacation Experts. Just click their ad at MikeOMaraShow.com. Japan continues to deal with major aftershocks following that 8.9 earthquake off its coast early this morning, our time. Scores of people have died. Dozens more are missing following the tsunami set off by the quake. 11 nuclear reactors at two separate power plants shut down automatically. Although no radiation leaks have been reported, millions of people are now left without power. The quake and the 13-foot-high tidal waves have done major, widespread damage, and both of Tokyo's airports are still closed.
The only thing I will say on a positive note about this is when you see the tsunami, it's a wave.
Right.
And waves recede.
They do.
And, you know, this is going to cause amazing damage, but it's not as though, you know, this is going to be, you know, a permanent situation, because much like in the aftermath of the tsunami in Thailand, yes, devastation that you can't imagine, but, you know, you're not going to have these areas that are going to be underwater for any great length of time because the waters will recede.
Right. A lot of damage, as Rob said earlier, to the infrastructure. That's what they're going to have to do going forward.
It's going to be horrible. It's going to be, and I'm not trying to, you know, be overly rosy with this because it will be, you know, months, years that this devastation will be taken care of.
Do you know how close we were to having Carrie have to stay over there for like months?
Oh, my God.
Just got back from Japan.
Oh, that is scary.
Coincidence?
Yeah. I don't think so. That one.
Wow. Those tidal waves.
First thing I thought about.
Those tidal waves led to tsunami warnings along the coasts of Russia and Hawaii, and high waves are expected along the coast.
Hold on, Buzz. He's such a dink.
I know.
He truly is for months. You're just terrible. All right, go ahead.
Let's see. Oh, the high waves, by the way, it turned out to be not much of anything in Hawaii, fortunately.
Is anywhere else besides Hawaii reporting any damage?
Nothing of any significance. We're expecting, actually, as we record this, it should be arriving here in the U.S. Along the western coast of the United States and Canada.
What about that island Tom Hanks was on?
I don't know anything about. I'm sure that's completely underwater.
Is Cincinnati safe?
Guam was facing warnings as well. Okay. But along our coast, along the North American coastline, most of that is cliff. And so even if there were tidal waves, not that cliff.
Hey, Van Rom.
That's what he was doing.
I know.
That's the look he gave me. You picked up on it because we've all worked together for too long.
That's right. That's exactly right. But for beaches, warnings are out. People are being told, especially around Oregon, to stay away from the beaches.
Your tsunami is basically an anomaly with the waves being brought up through the Earth's core.
Mr. Clavin.
Yes, Rob.
What about the retarded surfers that are excited in Hawaii?
Don't worry about that at all. Everything's going to be just Jim Dandy.
Okay.
In Japan, however, the waves were 33 feet high after the fifth strongest earthquake in the world for the past 110 years. It's not on my script. I got to tell you this really quickly. We've been putting this off for much too long. I've been recording a narration for FEMA, which is preparing people in this country, emergency response personnel, for a possible earthquake along the New Madrid Fault that runs from Illinois down through Arkansas. This thing has not shaken severely for about 200 years. When it did in the 1800s, it caused massive, massive damage. Imagine, but that was long before the buildings and factories and cities that are along that fault today. So government experts are preparing at all levels of government for something bad to happen along this fault up and down the middle of the continental United States.
Everybody usually just thinks about the San Andreas.
You think of California. Right,
but
exactly.
But it's my understanding that when it is a massive fault like that, and it's been 200 years, the pressure builds, and the things move, and eventually something's got to give.
They're expecting a bad one,
Don't we have precedent of you get one in a certain area? I mean, they do seem to come in bunches.
Sure. We just had a little one in Arkansas, a moderate one in Arkansas about 10 days ago.
Okay.
So it may be starting to shake already.
It's all related.
Republican leader John Boehner says the higher gas prices are Obama's fault. Boehner says this president has, quote, consistently blocked American energy production. Nancy Pelosi fired back. Oh,
wait,
it's
a second,
someone at the door. But before I get to Nancy,
well, look,
I'd better.
John.
Well, there's no question at all that this is all Obama's fault. I think that you know that if you look at this.
Hold it. The gas prices are Obama's fault?
They're Obama's fault as sure as I'm sitting here.
John Boehner?
You got to be yes.
How does that make you feel?
Well, I don't want to talk about it.
You've upset him.
I know.
F you.
There he goes.
Very emotional.
What a jerk.
I don't know what the problem was.
So he fires that salvo. Nancy Pelosi fires back that domestic oil production last year was higher than it was during most of the Bush administration. These are the people we've put in charge of solving our problems.
Whoopee.
But the Republicans have a plan. Now that the Gulf oil spill has faded from the headlines, they're proposing that we drill, baby.
Oh, and also to cut the Environmental Protection Agency out of the business of regulating greenhouse gases. They're calling it the American Energy Initiative, which they say will lower gas prices and create new jobs. The White House, meanwhile, says it will be stepping up to provide leadership on this issue, and the president's having a news conference about that right now. Wisconsin's Governor Walker is expected to sign today the bill that ends bargaining rights for more government workers there. The bill will be challenged in court, mostly over how it was jammed through the legislature. Eight Republican state senators are now facing recall elections because of this bill, and unions across the country are banding together to try to stop what they believe is an effort to cripple them. The Wisconsin union standoff lasted 3 weeks, and the same battle is raging in Indiana for the same amount of time. Union workers there staging a rally today that's expected to be the biggest in Hoosier history, with 25,000 people surrounding the statehouse. As the Democratic state senator in Wisconsin, senators in Wisconsin had done, Indiana's state senators have fled to Illinois to prevent a vote on weakening that state's union for public and private unions.
Indiana wants me, but I can't go
Lord,
back there.
Lord, you can't go
I
back
can't.
There.
Great song.
And finally, from our home, it is... Rare Earth
Can't
Records.
You just have a good day, Mike?
Sure.
Finally.
It's my fault.
Isn't it?
No.
Yeah.
Finally, from our home office in
Florida. Yeah, free pass, Oscar.
From our home office in Florida, the Pompano Beach branch, based on a citizen complaint, police there arrested a man and a woman for engaging in a sex act inside a car that was parked behind a public swimming pool. This 34-year-old woman was apparently still giving this 41-year-old man that special favor at 8:45 Wednesday morning.
Wow.
When the police arrived.
Make it numb.
They were both charged with lewd and lascivious behavior, even though they seem to have what I think a very reasonable explanation.
Absolutely.
The woman says she was just thanking the guy for doing her laundry.
Oh,
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ew, gross.
Thank you.
Thanks, Buzz. Our show is brought to you by Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page. It's a jungle out there, so when you think of shopping, think Amazon. And when you think of Amazon, think MikeO'MaraShow.com. In fact, bookmark MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon for all of your shopping online. Yeah. Support the show. Shop Amazon at MikeO'MaraShow.com. This program cannot be rebroadcast without written consent from an authorized representative of MikeO'MaraShow.com. Our website is designed by PixelMeld.com. Mm-hmm. For advertising info, call 301-244-8773. For Rob, Oscar, and Buzz, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Have a great
weekend.
Ciao.
Bye-bye. Thank
you.